Okay, now after the long and complicated Mishnah Sofrim, we return to our regular scheduled programming with Simon Lamed Zion, Zman Hanachas Tefillin. Says the Mechaber, Gadol Schar Mitzvahs Tefillin. There's a great reward for those who put on the Tefillin. V'chol mi she'ein emanicham, and anybody who does not put on Tefillin, who bichlal poshe Yisrael begufam, is included in the category of a Jewish sinner with his body. So let's try to go slow and understand what this is talking about. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Nalaf, Schar, the reward, Shekol HaMenichan Marech Yom Ve'olam Hazeh. If a person wears the tefillin, they'll have a long life in this world. Shneur's Pasuk says, Hashem Aleihem Yichiyu. Kilomer means, Osem Shenosim Shem Hashem Aleihem B'tefillin Yichiyu. By having the Shem Hashem on you, you will live. The Shem Hashem, as we spoke about, the remez to the shin and the dalet and the yud. In the Dirshu, it says, Bir HaBach, footnote number one, Shekeven Chaniach Shem Hashem Samach Lagufa Aideha Tefillin, because you put the name of Hashem close to your guf through the wearing of Tefillin, Ubekach Dibik as Gufo Ba Hashem Elokechem Chaim, you're attaching yourselves to Hashem, Parshas Veschonon. Therefore, Schar Shiyarich Yomi Ba'olam Hazeh. Shemaz says, V'yatem Adzevekim Hashem, Elokeichem Chayim Kulichem Yom. Kilom, what's the pasuk mean? Shemilvad Shemuftach Loshu Ben Olam Habo. Besides for the reward we'll get in the next world, Zoichigam Arich Yomi Ba'olam Hazeh. That's the learn out from V'yatem Adzevekim Hashem Elokeichem Chayim Kulichem Hayom. That Chayim is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now he says and continues, Muftach Shu Ben Olam Habo. You're assured to be Ben Olam Habo. Ve'ein Eish Shal Gehen. The fire of Gehenna won't rule over him. He's forgiven for all of his averus. Okay, pretty good stuff to look forward to. If a person doesn't, Pirish, what does this mean? Even if it's occasionally he does not put on the tefillin, and certainly if he constantly is not doing the positive mitzvah of putting on the tefillin, so how many mitzvahs is he really missing? So if you look in the Deer Shoe 2, it says Legabi Misha Ein Menich Tefillin, doesn't put him on. Kos B'Sefer Mitzvah Sakotzer She Hu Mevatel Shmona Mitzvahs. You're Mevatel 8. How do you get to 8? Kevin Shebit Tefillin Shel Yad V'Shel Rosh Yachad Yesh Shmona Parshios. Because if you add up the 4 in the Shel Yad, the 4 Shel Rosh, it comes to 8. Shebichol Achas Mehem Ifnei Atzmo, each one by himself, Yesh Tzivui Al Hanocha. So each one has a thing, so therefore it gets to 8. Okay, back in the Mishnah Berurah. Vaprima Godim Hevi B'Shem Nachlas Tzvi Vafilu Mi Shebita Mitzafilin Yom Echod Hugam Kain Bechla Poshe Yisrael. I remember in the Hespedin they said to my father, Halav Shalom, that they said they could count the number of times he missed tefillin in his entire life, and it was begetter onus. But that's a big thing. Even to miss one day of tefillin is a tremendous thing. Okay, Sivkat and Gimel, Bechlal Poshi Yisrael, they're in the category. Davka She'ena Manichem Bishvil Shehamitza Bezuya Ba'enav. The reason he's doing this is because he thinks it's very low. It's very degraded in his opinion. Aval Hayari Lahanicham, but if a person's afraid to put them on Meshum Deboy Gufnachi, because they have to have a clean body, Meshem Alo Yezahir Bekedusha Kiroi, they won't be able to stay on that level. So that's the reason for their hesitation and for not putting on. Afagav Da Averahi, even though it is an Avera, Debekal Yochel Adam Zahir Bashas Kriyas Shema Tvila, it's not so difficult to keep a Gufnachi and to keep clean thoughts for Kriyashma and for Tvila. Nevertheless, Mikol Malkum Lo Havi Bechlal Poshi Yisrael. He's not in this category that the Mechaber talks about it being. It's really based on the Gemara. I mean, a Poshi Yisrael. V'chol Shekin, how much more so? Im HaMitzvah Tamid Chaviva Olav. It's very precious to him. V'nisar Shehiyeh Gufnach. He wants to make sure he has a clean body as the Halacha demands. Ach, however, Ata Isle Ones. Now he's got an upset stomach, whatever it is. He can't put on the tefillin. Then the chuli alma, everyone agrees, ain't alav din poshe Yisrael klal. That's not what we're talking about here. He's not have a status of poshe Yisrael. V'dosh shekosav habach dafili im ein hamitzah bezuya be'enav. Even he doesn't look down and despairingly at this mitzvah. Ach manea mehanicha mipnei bitu malacha. Oh, he's got to go to work. Or shar hefseid. Mom is going to lose out on a client. Or machmas atzlus. The guy's just stam lazy. Gam kain hu bichlal poshe Yisrael begufon. Then you are, yes, in the category of a poshe Yisrael. Ach niyesh chilik b'nehem le'inyin onesh ayin sham. But there's a chilik in terms of what the punishment's going to be. V'davar zehu tochachos megula le'oysan anashim shmin p'nei atzluson motzui shihu tefilehen. Tefillehen munachim al mitzchan velo al hakafkantar. This is a open mussar for those who were too lazy to figure out and to learn the correct place in the halachas, as we saw earlier. He says the famous line, "Ve'gam shel yad." It is this, if the tefillin are not in the correct spot, it's as if you didn't even put it on. Never, a person goes 50, 60, 70, 100 years wearing tefillin, they never bothered to learn or to adjust their tefillin to make sure it's in the correct place. For Zariz al Zeh, Gamkin, Osanu, Haprima Godim, Bichlal, if it's not in the correct place, it's like it's in your pocket. See, it's ridiculous. That's not called mitzvah tefillin, putting it on my pocket. So yeah, it's also not called mitzvah when it's in the wrong place. So a person has to go and to learn. That's part of the greatness of the deer. Should be learning the halachas that are applicable. Yeah, ayin le'el b'simin chav zayin b'bir halacha sheherich b'zek. Long arichas over there. Sivkat and dalah begufan with their bodies. V'dino Posuk b'shas Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin Dafilu Hu Ish Bein, even as a normal average guy, the Darka Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lahatos Hakaf Klape Chesed, Hashem normally tilts towards Chesed, became in Shenimsa B'toch Avonosav Avon Zeh. But since now when you make a cheshbon, they find this person did not put on the tefillin, Kaf Choyva Machras V'Hu Muchrach Li'eri L'Gehenim. So this tilt at such a strong outweighs the others and goes downstairs with a capital D. Ve'im chas v'shalom gam kein avonasav merubim mizuchiosav, right? And if he has more avos, then nidam begehinim yud beis chodesh v'achik hagufan kale v'nishmosen nisrefes v'ruach mefazeres efron tachas kapos ragle hatzadikim. So the punishment is that it's burned up and his neshama is scattered underneath the feet of the tzadikim. Ayin sham betosus dechol ze b'shlo osa tshuva. That's only if a person does not do tshuva. Yain ki gadol koach hamitzvah kol kach. You see the great power of this mitzvah lehefecha onish, because the pendulum swings both ways, the great reward but the great punishment. Rachman otzlan v'chein li zohir kol on liknos tefillin misoifid mumche v'yirei shemayim abal Torah. Again, we're learning all these complicated halachas. We went through all the whole sugis about toch chok tochos shloka sidra, and you have to make sure that the sofer knows what he's doing and he wrote them correctly. You wouldn't necessarily know just by looking at the actual parshios. V'chein ritzua is Yigne me ish ne'eman kadeshi he betuach shenevnu lishmon me oros tahoros. You have to make sure the ritzuos are done correctly. Again, not going back through all the requirements, we've done these. We've learned what you need to do in order to have kosher ritzuos. Kimisha hu me niach tefillin psuim. If you're putting on tefillin that are posel, lo levad she'ene mekayim mitzvah ela shemivarech kamen v'kam brachos levatala shehu avon godol. Right? So not only you're not getting the mitzvah, but ouch, you're also making brachos in vain. Uvanoseinu harab, and due to our many sins, Rabba hamachshel b'mash shekoinim tefillin ritzuos miman dehu lefi shemoichrim bazul. They're being sold cheap. So guys want to for front row seats at the sporting event, he'll spend a lot of money. But to get nice tefillin, then he wants the cheapest things that are out there. The ruban einam ubon. They're not necessarily squared off correctly. Va'od yeser kilkul and other problems with them shemotzi behem be'ais k'sivos, and that would happen at the time they're written. Vechol yerei shemaim yitein alibos. Everyone who has God is important, we should put this to his close to his heart and think about the following. Im al mabusha v'cheila hu mehadash yeh kitikunam. The clothing you wear, the car you drive, that's got to be top notch. Mikol shekein v'cheftzei shemayim shelo yitzamtzeim v'yachus al hakesef. So when it comes to your mitzvos, what shofar, what tefillin, what mezuzos, tzitzis, mezuzos, all everything you need to have. Ele yehader liknois oisem shehein bevade kasherim afshin. Even if you spend more money, it's worth it. It's well worth it. Because of Darkei Moshe b'shem Mordechai, yesh lo adam lahadir acha tefillin noyim. You should try to get beautiful tefillin shenivar ze keli van vehu. Dahainu she kasavim lavlar uman b'ksav no'e b'diyo no'e v'kumus no'e v'klofim no'im. So you should try to get the best with a good sofer, a good parshios. You know, everything's written well, and that is a fulfillment of the din of ze keli van vehu of hider mitzvah. Okay, Beis, back on the Mechaber. Mitzvosam, lehiyosam, alav kol hayom. The mitzvah is to wear tefillin all day long. Aval, but, mipnei, shetzrichim gufnoki, shlo yafiach lehem. You can't pass gas while you're wearing them. Shlo yasiach daitam lehem. Not to forget about the fact that you're constantly, I'm wearing tefillin right now. Ve'ein kol adam yoch lezahir behem. So people really, even back in the times of the Mechaber, weren't really on that level. They could do that. Therefore, no go shlo lehanicham Kol Hayom, the minhag became not to wear tefillin all day long. But we are careful to make sure we are wearing tefillin on the times of Shema and the times of Shmona Esrei. In the Mishnah Berurah now, Sifkat in Hay, Liyosam Alav, Dibizman Katzer Kazeh, in this short amount of time, Bekal Yoch Lizar Mehafacho Mehasechadas. You could hold it in. You're able to control yourself for that amount of time to control your thoughts as well. Sifkat in Vav Bishas Kriyashma, Dikol Hakori Kriyashma below Tefillin. Anybody who is saying Shema without wearing the Tefillin, Keilu made Edus Shekir Ba'atzmo. He's testifying falsely against himself. The im lo in his dam in lo oz, he doesn't have right now. Oh, shahaya choyle meim, he had a shas maisa, he had his stomach is sick. Kol hayom zman mechuyiv lahanicham al koponim kadesh levatil yom echa mimitzas tefillin. So put them on in the afternoon. Repeat Shema when you put them on in order not to go an entire day without wearing the tefillin. Last mishmer for today, sivkat and zayin, utzefila. Ayin le'el basimin chafes, if you'd gimel. Well, look what we said earlier. Vizehu l'chol adam. This is for everybody. Anshe ma'isa, but people who are really on a higher madrega, nogin lilmod acher tefillah b'tefillin. They would learn while wearing their tefillin after shachris. Ach yesh lizar shlo dabri behem devarim b'teilim, but not to speak any devarim b'teilim while wearing the tefillin due to the extreme level of kedusha on the tefillin. Bevad iser devarim b'teilim, right? Hu ba aydeze lidei hesach hadas. So besides just the stam speaking devarim b'teilim, it also causes a person to get distracted and talking about other things that are not related to it, and it causes a hesach hadas from wearing the tefillin. Ayin le'el b'simin chafchas Chavches Simkat Sivkat in Alf Uvamaisa Rav. Okay, in Mirat Hashem, we will continue now with Siv Gimel tomorrow's shir.